Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the health of your eyes, what you need to know to make sure that you're seeing clearly. Dr. Jacqueline Griffith is a board-certified ophthalmologist. She is with New View Eye Center in Reston, Virginia. She's taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Michelle, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hello, I'm a child. Okay, I'm sorry. That's my son. I'm in the car.
Okay. Well, he sounds like he's got great lungs. So there's that.
Great lungs. Yeah. And good eyes.
Good. So what's your question?
So I'm 51, mm-hmm. and I'm in good health. I'm in shape. But 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and I think it's by heredity. My mother has it. My grandmother had it. An uncle had it. So we have it in the family. Mm-hmm. And I see the eye doctor about every 4 months, 4 to 6 months, I see the eye doctor. And I've had some vision loss as well from it. I was diagnosed when I had my third child about 8 years ago. So my question is there anything that I can do to improve the health of my eye? I take Travitan, which is an eye drop, once in the night in both eyes. But I wondered, is there something, like I take lutein also as a supplement. I don't know if that really helps, or is there exercise or anything that you can do to improve your eye health that's not medically, like a medicine related?
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And glaucoma, unfortunately, is so prevalent in our society, and I call it the thief in the night because many people don't realize they have it. And unfortunately, if you have good vision, you don't think you need to come for an eye exam, and because you have great vision, and unfortunately, glaucoma is a disease that you don't know you have until you do come for that eye exam, and we happen to catch it on a routine eye exam. So thankfully, it was caught in your case, and you're coming for regular eye care, and that's really the best that we can offer at this time. You are it sounds like you're being well taken care of if you're coming every 4 to 6 months, because that's typically how we manage glaucoma. It is not a disease that we can cure, but we can save the vision that you have by treating you with medications and, in some cases, laser or surgery. If you're being managed with one medication then successfully, that's quite excellent. It does tend to run in families, although there is no specific genetic predisposition. In other words, we don't have a specific genetic pattern that we've seen in our studies, but we do know it runs in families, and so that's definitely not uncommon. In terms of taking lutein, we do think it helps in the overall eye health, but in terms of glaucoma specifically, I don't know of any connection to it helping in that regard, but I don't think it would hurt for you to take that.
Okay.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Linda, calling from Las Vegas. Thanks for calling, Linda. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Hi. I called early in the year to speak to a doctor when I had some burning in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
However, I found out from moving to the East Coast to the West Coast that, yeah, my eyes were dry, and I have to use that solution called Restasis that you see on that commercial on television.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, I found out that I had angular closure glaucoma, and I had to get my eyes laser,
mm-hmm.
in both eyes. Yeah, I had to have both of my eyes lasered. So the question is, being that I had those procedures done, am I eligible to get LASIK surgery? Not have to wear glasses at all anymore?
Well, thank you for calling. It does not, the laser surgery you had for the glaucoma does not preclude you from having LASIK surgery. You just have to have the other testing to make sure that the cornea has a normal shape and thickness and that you don't have cataracts or any other eye diseases that would preclude a good result.
Okay.
Well, my eyes seem to be fine. It didn't change my vision at all. The surgery didn't change my vision. I do wear contacts, but I was just curious if the fact that I have the laser done, am I able to get...
That alone would not preclude you from having LASIK surgery. Now, the dry eye that you mentioned before, if it's severe, you may want to think twice, because laser vision correction can cause a dry eye in a person who has dry eye going into it. So you may want to make sure that that's treated ahead of time.
It's being treated. I'm using Restasis, and I have another drop to put in my eyes. But had not come to the West Coast, I probably would have never known I had the angular glaucoma, closure glaucoma. Had not never come over here, because I would never got checked for it.
Right. Having, if you're already treated and your eye is stable, that treatment alone does not preclude you from having laser vision correction.
Okay.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Linda, thank you so much. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. We touched on AMD, or age-related macular degeneration, a little bit, but can we talk a little bit more about that? What is that, and how is it treated?
Well, age-related macular degeneration is kind of exactly what it sounds like. It happens in older patients. It affects the part of the eye called the macula, which is in the back of the eye. It's the center of the retina. That area, the macula, is responsible for your central vision. So it primarily affects your central vision, as opposed to glaucoma, which affects your peripheral vision. That's why I call it the thief in the night, because people don't know that their subtle changes in the peripheral vision are happening, whereas when the central vision is affected, people know that right away. It can run in families as well. People who smoke, people who have excess exposure to sunlight are more at risk for this disease. It has two components. There's a dry macular degeneration and there's a wet macular degeneration. We've come a long way in recent years in treatment. The dry type does not tend to affect the vision as much as the wet type. The wet type is devastating in terms of affecting vision. However, we have more treatment available for the wet type than the dry type. The dry type we primarily treat with observation and vitamins called AREDS2, and they primarily maintain or stabilize the vision. And we, you know, watch the patient very closely, because there's a small percentage of patients that will convert to the wet type. The wet type simply means that new blood vessels grow in that area called the macula, which are very weak, and they can bleed and leak. And we have injections that we can do that are really quite sight-saving, in that they can dry up those blood vessels and they can restore vision in many patients. They're very successful.
Okay. Thank you for that. Oh, we have a call. Let's go to Lee quickly. Lee from D.C. real quick. What's on your mind, Lee?
Yes. I have a friend who some time ago hit her eye or bumped it. And as a result, she has to have eye drops inserted in her eye on a daily basis. And in addition to that, she has to now have medication injected directly into the eye. And she wanted to know, is this something that, well, she checked with her doctor, and the doctor said that this is something that will happen for the rest of her life. And with that little bit of information, is that true?
Well, I'm kind of at a loss, because I'm not sure what happened to her with the injury.
Yeah, she bumped it. The pressure in the eye built up as a result of bumping it on a sharp object, a car door. The end of a car door.
Mm.
I see. And she has to have injections.
Yes, for the rest of her life, according to the doctor.
Right. So for glaucoma, we don't typically do injections for glaucoma. That's we usually use eye drops, or we do a laser treatment or a surgery. The injections sound more like a retinal issue, or she has some kind of inflammation in the eye that requires some injections, but we're kind of trying to guess at it, and I don't know the history here, so I'm not probably much help.
Would you recommend a second opinion?
Maybe if she's really questioning it, she might want to get a second opinion so she can understand the condition herself better.
Okay.
All right, Lee, thank you so much. Doctor, I've got 30 seconds. Something I've always wanted to ask. You can just tell me true or false. Carrots good for the eyes or not?
Of course.
You said of course. Why?
Vitamin A.
Okay. All right. So it's not a wives' tale.
No, it's not. Oh. No, it's not. Green leafy vegetables are great. Yes.
Okay.
All of that.
All right. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
And I'm a firm believer if you eat right, you probably don't need vitamins as much. I mean, vitamins are great and all, but if you eat well and a balanced meal, you should be all right.
Okay. Well, Dr. Jacqueline Griffith with New View Eye Center in Reston, Virginia. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you down the road. I've been waiting to say that for the past hour, so I guess, you know, that's my eye joke for the night. So, Dr. Griffith, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, October 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.